Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. I have a special guest tonight. Well, actually two of them from the Sugarland Space Cowboys, Luke Berryhill. Luke, what's up, buddy?
Hey man, I'm doing good. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Dad, you're here with us too. What's up, Larry?
How you doing? Good.
Good. Just got off work and ate a big seafood buffet. I wasn't expecting that. Not at all.
Yeah, we saw that picture you sent us. That was fantastic. We already ate dinner, but I got jealous and hungry again. So
yeah. So I see the Christmas tree behind you. What do y'all guys have planned for the holidays? Staying home?
Just a lot of... You know, we have Luke has three siblings and he has 10 nieces and nephews. So we've got a lot of family stuff, several different family Christmas dinners, our side of the family, Kelly's side of the family, that kind of thing. So,
yeah. So yeah. We're just sitting around. We don't have any plans. We're just going to stay here or go to Nashville. And I want to bring that up later too, because I know you guys should we go to Nashville?
I think you should. Yes. I definitely think it's worth the trip for sure.
Well, we're talking about December. Is it going to be freezing over there? When did y'all go? I know you recorded some songs and you got a new song, but when did you go?
I've been going almost every week for the last month and a half or so. Going up for a day or two to write some songs. So, I mean, it's slowly gotten colder. So you're definitely going to want to pack a jacket.
Yeah, it's chilly there.
Yeah. All right. So that
we're going on the 21st. So
really
of December. Yeah.
Well, if y'all would be there between the 25th or the 26th and the 30th, we might be there.
We'll see.
All right. So let's talk about your music. We know you love baseball. We know you love music. And you said baseball's first. Music's in the off season. You put out two songs so far, right? And you have a new one coming out tonight at midnight, folks.
Correct.
The first one, Dance On It. Pretty fun song. I don't know if I've talked to you about it yet, have I?
I don't know. That came out in the middle of the season. I think this is the first time we've talked since last off season.
Yeah.
On the show at least.
So y'all went in there, and so tell me about that song. Like, was that in your head, or you just said, I just kind of want to write a song about this, and y'all kind of like works together about it?
I honestly can't remember. But as soon as we started writing it, we knew it was going to be a good one. I don't remember whose exact idea it was, but yeah, I don't know. We just came together and we couldn't stop singing the chorus over and over. We'd all just go, "If you want to dance," it took about 4 hours to write the song just because we kept singing it over and over.
Yeah. Well, the first time I got it, I listened to it all the way home.
Oh yeah.
The first time Evelyn heard it, she was like, "You already memorized all the words?" Of course I have. I've listened to it. But there's a part in there that I was curious about. When you talk about the Tony Lamas, let's break them in tonight. Isn't that like a Texas kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good old Tony Lama boots, man.
You a big dancer?
I will cut a rug. growing up in Georgia, there's not too many places to do all that. But every time I go out to Texas, I try to as much as I can.
So that's like a let's get on the dance floor and dance fast. And for me, maybe half a song, I'd be winded. And then your second one, let me think of it. Ladies Man.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, when I heard that one, just the lyrics, I thought that was so cool. I really like songs that start out in a certain way, and then I love how you use Ladies Man in a different way at the end. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, that was I don't remember exactly where I came up with that idea, but I knew it was a clever one, and I tried to write it like 4 or 5 times on my own. But then I got hooked up with the publishing company up in Nashville, and they hooked me up with their professional writers, and within an hour of getting it into their hands, they helped me finish, what I think turned out to be a really good song.
I like the part, I guess, where the guy finally falls in love with her and she's going to wreck your plans. So whatever plans you had of being a single guy, it's just really good. If you guys haven't heard it yet, he's this ladies man out there breaking hearts, and he can't imagine being with one lady until he becomes that ladies man. Mm-hmm. And it's real good song.
She had blue eyes in the third row pew.
I was going to mention that. I love the nod to you finding that woman at church.
And she'll change your world.
Mm. Yeah, I like that part. Sure. To me, that's my fave. I think that's my favorite.
And at the end there, he says, she'll be your last first date.
Yep. I got my last first date right over there, and yours is somewhere in the room.
Yeah.
And then so you have a new song coming out, and you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Heck yeah.
All right.
It's called Any Less. It's more of a ballad, a little bit slower than the other two. Really, really heartfelt, heart-wrenching. I actually was inspired by my parents' story when they first met. This guy right here was kind of rowdy back in the day.
I was a honky tonk hero.
Yeah. And so he was, he's trying to turn his life around when he met my mom. And so that's what I wrote it about. If I told you any more about who I was in the past, would you love me any less?
That's good. So Larry, you're telling him stories about when you were young and like how y'all met.
Yeah, he asked me about how we met, and I told him, and it was probably maybe a couple of years before he wrote this song, and I was really surprised that he had remembered all that and ended up writing a song about it. So,
yeah, it's something I'm sure everybody goes through. You meet someone and they want to know all about you, and you were probably sitting there like, man, should I tell her this? Because she already likes me now, but I'm scared to tell her more. So I think a lot of people can, what do you call that? Associate with that?
Relate, yeah.
Relate, yeah, relate. There it is. And that song comes out tonight at midnight, right?
Correct, yep.
And what do you think about the performance of the other two songs? Was it where you thought it would be? Are you happy with it?
I honestly didn't have any expectations, but I'm pretty happy with how it's gone. At least, everyone I know and run into, they're all excited about it. And so that's good enough for me at this point. Dance On It definitely had more traction because the Astros and the Space Cowboys were very instrumental in, pushing it out to everyone at the stadium and all kind of stuff. And Ladies Man did not have that luxury, but it still did pretty well so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your sophomore slump.
Sophomore slump. There you go. Yeah. I thought that was a better song than Dance on It. So
it's really good.
I had higher hopes for it.
So. Dance on It is fun. It's really fun to listen to, but the other one has, it has a good story, and the one that you wrote about your parents. So the one you wrote about your parents, let's say, because I'll tell you this, like I can sing a little bit, but there's certain songs if I got, like if I tried to sing a song at church, I would get emotional and I wouldn't be able to sing. Like, do you feel any kind of emotion knowing you're singing about your parents?
Oh yeah, definitely. you know, I wasn't there when they met, so I don't have any like immediate personal ties.
Yeah.
But it definitely hits my mind. I think about that all the time. Like, you know, like what if I go through the same thing? I don't think I've, you know, done anything crazy in my life kind of thing. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Like whenever I meet that one, like, you know, what if it's the same way? And so like, I don't know.
It won't be.
Yeah.
I can tell you that Kelly and I cry every time we hear it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yep, we do. He, matter of fact, he did it at his last gig last weekend. And this Saturday is our wedding anniversary, our 27th. And so I was able to get up and announce that at the gig, talk about it being our wedding anniversary after he did that, how special that song was to us. So, yeah.
What's the wedding anniversary date? Because ours is coming up too.
16th.
16th. Ours is the 28th, but we're you got us by like 25 years.
Yeah.
All right. So you have the two songs, another one coming out, but you're writing another song, right? Called Road to the Show, talking about your experience in baseball.
Yeah, I've already written it.
Yep. Oh, you've already written it.
Mm-hmm. And we're actually getting ready to record it, I think, next week.
Dang.
Or within the next couple of weeks. So
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Nashville trip on the 21st we were talking about.
Do y'all fly or you drive over there?
Drive.
It's only 3.5 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He actually debuted Road to the Show at the MLB Players Union gala in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago. That was the debut for that song. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's that the union has an annual fundraiser where, you know, a bunch of players come, everything, people in baseball. And actually
– the Players Trust, right?
Yes, the Playmakers Classic for the Players Trust. They actually – I opened up for John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls, the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. So that was pretty cool.
Really? And this was in Vegas recently?
It was in Vegas, yeah, 2-3 weeks ago, I think.
And what was it? The
Playmakers Classic for the union's, you know, fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
Actually. Yeah.
And
for the charity.
And
it was during the players' union meetings.
Hmm. Oh, because they just had the winter meetings. And that they were in Nashville.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they reached out to you?
They did. Yeah. So I'm actually involved with the union. And when they heard that I could play music, they said, hey, that's a great idea. Why don't we get you out on stage there? And it all just worked out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's switch to baseball a little bit. Your dad's telling me that you're in a new hitting facility, and it's pretty sweet. Lots of other major leaguers over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's a new facility called Maven Baseball. Down in Atlanta. It's probably about an hour from here, so I got a little drive every day, but that's not too bad. I go 4 days a week, been working out there. The big thing with them is they have, like, I'd have to say, you know, a couple $100,000 worth of equipment for, like, analyzing swings and pitchers and everything. They put you on a force plate so they can tell how much force you're putting into the ground with your legs. They've got, like, 20 cameras around the room that get every single movement you do when you're hitting off the machine, and they can analyze every single part of your swing and then put it into numbers and compare those numbers to some of the best hitters that they've had in there. Some, like, I think Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado have been in there. Matt Olson works out in there. So they got some studs to compare to. And so they compared all my numbers and they were like, okay, here, and here is where you're good. But here, and here is where we need to work on. And so we've been, you know, trying to boost those numbers and, you know, clean up my bat path and everything. And yeah. I feel like it's starting to click now.
That's good. There yeah. was a story like in with the Astros. They had a, what was his name? J.D. Martinez. He was with the Astros and he was struggling. And during the offseason, kind of what you're doing, you know, he went somewhere and worked on a swing and he told the Astros, hey, I got it. I figured it out. And they didn't give him a chance. And then he goes to Detroit first, I think. And he becomes an all-star. Like so it's good that you're working on something during the off season.
For sure. I actually think JD went and hit with the same guy that that the hitting coach at Maven used to work with as well. I forgot his name, but it's some like legendary Dodgers hitting coach. He's an older guy. I believe transformed JD's career. I think Mookie Betts as well. And a couple other guys, I think. And so he's pretty much teaching me that way of swinging and all that. And I can definitely see the benefits of it at this soon into the development.
I am a little distracted by my low battery. Okay. I'm at 10%. So we're good. We'll keep rocking and rolling.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
10 more percent, but so last year, or during the off season, but in July, it was my off season from work. We were going to go to Vermont for vacation, but it was flooding over there. So we stayed home and went to Houston and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, where Luke Berryhill is playing at now. So we go over there. He plays the game before us, before we get there, and the game, and we're there two games and the game after.
And then how it always works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have control over all that. That's bad timing, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. But you had two really good games. So it's like, I'd rather you succeed than us see you. So because you got a goal to reach and we hope you get there. We'll always be rooting for you. So last year, what was the difference did you notice when you went from Corpus up to Sugar Land?
Man, it was – the pitching was a lot better.
Yeah.
Like in Double A, they had good stuff. But they didn't always know where the ball was going. They couldn't locate as well. But then AAA, if you had a weakness, the pitchers would exploit it almost every pitch. And so they really made you make an adjustment or try to. And it was cool, the scouting reports that we would get. I'm sure the other teams had pretty similar ones to us, but our catchers and pitchers would get very detailed scouting reports. They saw every pitch that each batter in their lineup would has seen that year and see where their hot zones are and their cold zones, and we'd formulate a play. It's crazy the amount of technology that goes into preparation nowadays.
So the level of all of this technology, and I know that they fixed up Sugarland. They made it like the owners fixed it up like Major League Baseball. They tried to make you feel like you're in a Major League Baseball locker room and all that stuff. So it's a pretty big step up from Corpus, huh?
For sure. Yeah, I definitely loved it. And Corpus was great too. I got nothing but great things to say about Corpus. But yeah. Sugarland, we had a couple, you know, personal chefs that would, you know, set us up every day with steaks and all kinds of stuff. I loved every second of being up there. So
yeah. I'm gonna miss you being Corpus. I like going over there.
Yeah, it was a little closer, wasn't it?
It's pretty close. It's 2.5 hours. Houston's 3 hours, but I think Sugarland's actually a little closer,
really,
than Houston because it's before that.
Okay.
So now you know you're working on your hitting, right? You're in AAA. That's the next step. Is Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Martin Maldonado's gone. Yainer Diaz is a starter. They just got a backup, but you could possibly be an. You know, you're going to go into this season possibly an injury away from making it into the big show. Is that crossed your mind lately?
Not really. I mean, I definitely get what you're saying, but you know, I would hate for somebody to get hurt and that be my way up. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, I don't mean that. I
know,
like,
what you mean, but
I'm in AAA and I'm this much.
It was it's never. I mean, it's always on my mind. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like, here's my shot. And then they sign another guy. It's like, okay, well, you know, we'll see what happens.
It could be September call up. You never know. It could be
September call up.
Whatever. But it has to be pretty exciting knowing that you just got one more rung on the ladder to climb up.
Well, Dad was not happy to see that catcher signed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Dad don't have a problem saying that.
I know you don't, sir. I know you don't. I wasn't that happy either, but I think Luke's going to get a shot sooner or later, and he'll be ready. And I was going to say something else, but you distracted me, Dad. Oh, Dad, I just want to know, how'd you enjoy you sat with somebody. Remember, who was that? When you went to see Luke, they put you up in the box, and you sat with that former player.
Oh, Palmeiro.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Palmeiro.
Yeah, two nights. Yeah, he and I kind of buddied up and the whole time, both games, we sat there and talked baseball the whole time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he comes in and he I introduced myself and he said, "I'm Rafael." And I said, "Rafael." He said, "Yes, Rafael Palermo."
Palmeiro.
Palmeiro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And,
Palermo.
I wasn't going to say anything. I've already said it 20 times. So.
Well, hey, I'm from
Georgia. That's just how he says it.
But I was trying not to, you know, act starstruck or anything and just kind of be cool. And I didn't bombard him with a bunch of questions. You know, we just kind of hung out and it was awesome. He's a really, really good guy.
He probably enjoyed that, not being, you know, being treated like a normal, regular person.
He was just there to see his son play, you know.
His son was on the other team.
Autographs. And so I just treated him like another dad. We talked baseball, and he was telling me all kind of stuff about Luke's swing and this and that. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so let's go with this. I'm going to go with final thoughts. We can talk about whatever you guys got on your mind. Something that maybe I missed. I've been at work all day, so I'm not all here, but what did I fail to cover? That's why I put final thoughts.
That's a good question. We got most everything. I do want to say, you know, over, I'd say probably the last 8 months that I've really started growing in my faith, you know, with Jesus Christ and everything. And so, you know, if anyone out there is listening and, you know, has any questions about Jesus and all that, you know, feel free to hit me up. I'm always willing to talk about him. So definitely changed my life. And, you know, I haven't ever been this full of joy and peace in my life. So
it really does change you.
Does.
Yeah. Me and my wife, we, you know, she's changed me. She's got me going to church. She's got me praying before we eat.
All right.
And I just feel like a better person for it. And I feel more grateful for everything. You know, like we have our third grandkid and, you know, and some people take for granted, you know, like you have a healthy grandkid, you have healthy kids, and you don't have to go through the struggles that other people do. So that's something that I appreciate from her that I've learned to be thankful for everything I've gotten.
Heck yeah, man. That's awesome.
How about you, Daddy?
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. And it's been awesome to watch Luke grow in his faith and, you know, read his Bible every day. He goes to church every time the doors are open. And, you know, he's focused and on that. And definitely see a difference, you know, in what he does. It's a pressure-packed, pressure-filled thing. Having that, the comforter there with you and in you, that peace that only he can give. It can only make him, you know, make him better and make it easier.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's awesome. Awesome to see.
So, Luke, what do you do when you're not playing baseball or singing? You know, like when you're just winding down, you like to watch Netflix. I know you're a big, yeah, huge uncle. You got a lot of nieces and nephews.
Yeah, it's I definitely see them a fair amount. But, yeah, whenever – like Wednesdays are usually my off days from working out in baseball and stuff. And so I'll – you know, if I don't have any plans that day, I'll sit at home. I've been watching The Chosen. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's a show, well, actually about Jesus and like his ministry, and like all his disciples and everything, all the stuff they went through. The first season's on Netflix, but it's made by a company called Angel Studios. You can go on their website and watch it. It's very well made and very interesting. I've been glued to it. That and just, you know, if Wednesday night church service, just trying to keep myself busy.
Well, all right, fellas. That was fun. It's nice seeing you guys again.
Yeah, good to see you, Rob. Man. I hope you guys have a great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Santa brings you everything that you wanted.
Santa already brought everything I'm getting.
Well, there you go. Hey.
There was something I wanted, and we saw it, and she's like, get it. That's your Christmas present. So
that's awesome.
I'm cool. Well,
we have an entire toy store over here behind the under the tree wrapped for all those grandkids. So
I bet you do.
Yeah.
We have nothing under ours, but we have stuff to put under there. We got to go buy stuff, but all right, fellas, like I said, it was nice seeing you again, everybody out there. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Luke and Larry Berryhill for coming on again. And we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Merry Christmas.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.